It is 8:30 on this Friday morning, and that means it's time for the Arts File. This week, we're talking about guitars. Here from the WNYC Newsroom is Lance Lucky.
Thank you very much, Elliot. Last week, federal marshals from the Justice Department raided three Gibson guitar facilities in Tennessee. They were looking for a rare Indian rosewood, which Gibson uses to build acoustic and electric guitars that sell for thousands of dollars. The feds claimed the wood was obtained illegally, which Gibson strenuously denies. The armed marshals confiscated the wood and shut down production, but did not offer any answers on how Gibson could clear its name. And now guitar makers, musicians, and vintage instrument sellers are on edge. Joining us now is independent radio producer Craig Havokhurst, who reported this story for WPLN in Nashville and NPR's All Things Considered. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, this wasn't the first time the federal government raided the Gibson Guitar Company. Give us the backstory here. What happened in 2009?
It was November 2009, and quite out of the blue, Gibson found Department of Fish and Wildlife officials on their doorstep with a search warrant, and they seized at that point a pallet of ebony from Madagascar, which is a more complicated and troubled source of wood than India. The wood in this raid was, as Gibson tells it, and it seems to be verifiable, that this is pretty ordinary wood for guitar builders. India is the main source of rosewood for the guitar building industry, and so the Madagascar wood seemed to be more directly related to illegal over-harvesting and an endangered ecosystem, and so that left Gibson scratching their head a little bit. And the dispute here appears to be over: did they check the right box on what kind of tariff code it came in under, depending on whether the wood was finished, semi-finished, sawn, and how much labor had been applied to it in India versus the U.S.
I see. So more in the details of the transaction.
Oh,
but
there's a lot of them.
Now, the federal government has not been very forthcoming with Gibson about what they're after or what they're looking for. What is Gibson, the guitar company, saying itself?
Well, that's exactly how they feel. They feel like they've been put on the spot, accused of something, and yet they can't get. They would really love to be charged formally, and then they can, then they could answer those charges. I think you've got some tape that Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of the company, went. I think feeling like he had no other recourse, went out and just spoke to the press the day after the raid, and he was quite frustrated.
Okay, let's listen to.
We're in this really incredible situation. We have been implicated in wrongdoing, and we haven't been charged with anything, and our business has been injured to millions of dollars. We don't even have a court that we could go to and say, well, look, here's our position.
Right. Due process, clearly an issue for him. What has the impact of this raid been on other guitar and instrument companies and on people like vintage instrument dealers?
Well, that world has been nervous and uncertain about the Lacey Act since it was expanded to include plants, though nobody felt like there was anything. One lawyer calls it a sort of Damocles hanging over the head of luthiers, because they may be sitting on wood that they've been storing for sometimes decades, wood that they picked up at a show or traded with another guitar builder. And they haven't been forced to maintain or asked to maintain, you know, documents about the provenance of this wood prior. And yet the Lacey Act seems to be retroactive and create a situation where at any given time, they could, if they tried to turn that guitar into an instrument and sell it, it's not illegal to just own this wood, but to sell it, they could be asked to account for where that wood came from and prove that their supply chain to all the way to the tree didn't violate any other country's or our country's endangered species law.
And did you speak to a dealer who had, a top dealer of old banjos and guitars and other stringed instruments? What did he have to say about how this is burdening him?
Well, his name is George Gruen. Gruen Guitars is a world-famous dealer out of Nashville, and he's been very active and vocal on this issue for some years. And the origins of his concerns stem from a treaty called CITES, whose acronym I don't have in front of me, but which has dealt with the trade in wood and exotic, rare, endangered species for a long time. But Lacey has made some is now technically wrapped up in CITES. But he does worry that now that he's seen a major company rated and asked to account for the source of the wood, he's got old wood in every instrument he sells, and so selling it overseas has become nearly impossible for him.
Right, and we have a clip of George Groen. He says he has had to eliminate nearly 40% of his business to overseas buyers. Let's listen.
I can't help it if they used Brazilian rosewood on almost every guitar made prior to 1970. I'm not contributing to cutting down Brazilian rosewood today.
But it sounds like he's taking a big hit to his business today. Now, you've said that in the aftermath of this federal raid, there's been a lot of online chatter among conservative bloggers. What's their stake in this?
Well, it's an interesting twist in the story. I didn't see it coming, but when you start to look into the details of what the government's search warrant says about why they're seizing the Indian rosewood, it maybe makes a little more sense. But there's these technicalities about whether too much of the labor was applied or not enough labor was applied to this wood in India, and whether unsawn timber coming into this country being transformed into finished parts by American workers could trigger these violations under Lacey. It's a very complicated, there's a lot of technicalities, but it is, Gibson is interpreting this and saying in the press, the government is telling us we are giving too much work to American workers and not enough to Indian workers, and the Justice Department is coming up with interpretations of the law of other countries that those countries don't appear to be protesting.
Right.
So that's quite interesting.
So politics definitely playing its part in this. Very interesting, Craig. We really appreciate your time.
Well, sure. So we're going to continue to watch it.
Thanks so much. Radio producer Craig Havakhurst joined us on the line from Nashville. I'm Lance Lucky, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.